Talking today with Mike Schulte, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, it's a very critical time as far as the development of this 2021 wheat crop. We're already starting to do field days. You've had a chance to check out the first two field days of, 27. Tell me a little bit about what you saw in the southwestern parts of our state.
So yesterday we did have the Walters field day and Altus field days, which kicked off the field days for Oklahoma. Actually, so far, everything in southwest Oklahoma seems to look relatively well. Producers in that region yesterday actually were needing moisture. It was a critical time that was going to make the difference, I think, as to whether we're going to have a crop in most of those places down there. Several of the places in that region ended up getting anywhere from an inch to 2 inches last night. You get to the Altus area and west of Altus, that they weren't so fortunate. Even though the plots looked really good down there at the Altus Research Station, it's going to be critical that we get some moisture for that to make in that area. But overall, I would say in that region, the crop looks average to a little above average. Certainly doesn't look as good as what it did last year prior to that late freeze that caught us at this time last year. But overall, I think that we dodged a bullet. I saw some fields that had some minor freeze damage, but those are few and far between. And in those areas where we saw it, we may have been looking at anywhere from 2 to 3% damage.
Now, there are areas that have had some damage, though, because of just where they lie as far as elevation and whatnot.
Yes. So we scouted fields today in Canadian County, the central part of Oklahoma. Certainly, temperatures did get colder in specific regions of central Oklahoma from those freezes last week that we had. We saw instances where it was anywhere from 24 to 27 degrees out at the Fort Reno Mesonet site for up to 10 hours. And so we thought probably we were going to have damage in that region. I actually toured several fields in the El Reno, Calumet Bottom, just north of El Reno, west of El Reno, east of Calumet this morning. And we do have severe damage in those areas, probably to the tune of 85 to 90% damage in those fields. And so it's really apparent now. I suspect we might even see some more damage by the end of the weekend. Certainly, if we had cooler weather and moisture like we've had the last couple of days, sometimes that helps us. But I think if we get to real hot days that are 90 degrees and above, I think that probably there's going to be little we can do for the crop in that region.
Now, you have talked to a few folks in the northern counties of our state as well. And what are you hearing?
So in most instances, we are a little further behind in the crop all across the state. I think that certainly is going to help us in other parts of central Oklahoma, as well as north central, northwest, and northeastern regions of the state. Traditionally, where the last couple of years we've maybe started the last week of, or traditionally the last couple of years where we've started harvest, maybe the last week of May in southwest Oklahoma. I think assessing that yesterday, we're probably looking at June 1st, and I think we're looking more at being the middle of June when we get up into the Enid and north of Enid region. So kind of maybe a week behind of where we normally would be at this point in time.
And that does help us as far as trying to avoid the worst of the damage for that freeze of just a few days ago.
Right now, I think it looks like we've really dodged a bullet in a lot of the areas so far.
I guess what we'll get an actual guesstimate from all of our crop scouts next week. Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association will have their annual calculation, I guess, what, next Tuesday?
Yes. So Tuesday, May 4th, beginning at 9:45, we will begin the crop tour reports from all different regions of the state. This is where we have several area agronomists from private industry as well as extension cooperators. They're actually making those assessments right now and going on tours this week, where they will compile all that data and then make that data available on the crop estimate at this point in time for Oklahoma.
Mike, traditionally, as we do our compilation in Oklahoma, Kansas is rolling through their fields as well. What about this year's Kansas Wheat Tour?
So they are going to have the Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour that is going to take place in Kansas, Nebraska, and northwest Oklahoma this year. It is going to be much later than what we traditionally have seen. Normally, it is the first week of May. This year, actually, due to some planning and requirements to make sure that we're doing everything to follow certain protocols. They are going to actually have cars that go through the state, but those dates are going to be May 17th through the 20th.